Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When investment performance matters, make sure your savings are with Zurich. Visit zurich.ie to find out more.
Tweet at DriveTimeRTE.
Now, new research has found that mushrooms may actually be communicating with each other. Mathematical analysis of the electrical signals fungi seemingly send to each other has identified patterns that bear a striking structural similarity to human speech. Well, for more on this, we're joined now by Dr. Carla Harper, who is an assistant professor of environmental science in the botany department at Trinity College Dublin. And Carla, you're very welcome to the programme this evening. I think this is the story we all need, to be honest.
Oh, perfect. Hi, Sarah. Thanks so much for, you know, having me. Happy to be here.
And tell us about this research.
So this is a recent study that, well, what they did was they looked at four different mushrooms or fungi. And so they were all different types. And so there was like one that's a parasite of like caterpillars. There were two that were degraders of wood. And there was another one that can be either a parasite or can degrade. And so what they did was they took these different types of fungi and they applied them to different materials or substrates, and they put little micro electrodes in them to see how they would react when they're on different types of substrates. And so, for example, you know, you have a wood degrader, and if it's on wood substrate, it emitted certain types of electrical signals. And then if it was on another type of substrate, then it would emit like a different type or a different set of signals. And so what they found was that, you know, if the fungi were on a type of substrate that they enjoyed or liked, that they would emit a certain, range of signals or electrical signals. And if they were on substrates that they didn't really like, then they would, you know, of course, emit a different set. And so what they showed was a, you know, similarity in certain patterns of just saying, like, if the fungus, you know, preferentially or likes this, it would have a very similar set of signals. And if it didn't, then again, a very different but also similar set of signals. So what they were saying is that based on these different patterns, that the investigators suggested that these are actually words or how the fungi can be communicating to each other. And so the investigators said that, you know, this was really interesting because you can see certain types of patterns based on, you know, the different types of reactions that the fungi would have to their specific substrates or type of material.
Okay.
Yeah. So, it's a lot.
So say they are talking to each other, if we want to just like use that language. And sorry, I would call it fungi. You're saying fungi. Does it matter?
Either way, totally okay.
Yeah. So say they are talking to each other. Mushrooms don't have ears that I'm aware of. So how are they hearing each other?
Right. So, yeah, as far as I'm aware, too, they don't have ears. And so, you know, we're calling it, you know, quote unquote, talking to each other or language. And so what it is it's just emitting different types of electric signals. And so realistically, we don't really know what that means, but this investigator is saying like this is perhaps how they communicate to each other or perhaps their own language. And so
they could maybe feel the electrical signal. Is it through the earth or through their, I don't know. Hypothesizing wildly here.
You're doing great, by the way. So they're kind of communicating with each other through these like thread-like structures that are called hyphae. So those are the basic components of different types of mushrooms. And so essentially what, you know, if you want to say that they are talking to each other, they're basically saying like, you know, hey, we're on top of a different type of material that's good and we can eat it. Let's, you know, eat it as much as we can. Or maybe they're on something else that they don't really like and then they can say, oh, no, don't waste your time or energy. We can't eat this anyway.
Okay, so it could be a sort of a communal way of deciding, as you say, whether to put their energy into something or not. I mean, there's no way of obviously saying, let's get out of here, is there? Because mushrooms don't have legs.
Absolutely, yeah, exactly. And so it's kind of like their way of just saying, like, you know, let's put in the energy or not.
Okay, sorry. I just, you know, it's like I said, it's the story that we all needed. Who knew that they were so complicated? Fungi.
Yeah,
would you have been aware of that they would be such complicated little creatures or fungi?
Oh, yeah. No, I think that's actually an excellent question because, you know, what I think about is that, like, fungi and mushrooms, and they're everywhere. And we honestly don't really know a lot about them. And so even this type of, like, really basic research is something new. And so, you know, for example, their other studies have shown that trees can communicate with each other via fungi, too. And so, for example, if something like bad is approaching a tree, the tree can talk to the other tree or its neighbor tree connected to the fungi and say, hey, something bad is coming. Let's prepare for this. And so this study is really interesting because it shows that fungi, you know, can, quote unquote, communicate with each other even without like a plant partner or something else.
Okay, I think Cormac has a question on this. Do you, Cormac?
Sure.
No, just an observation. Listening to your conversation there, the two of you, I'm just questioning the mushrooms I had for lunch, what type of mushrooms they were.
That's a really good addition to the conversation. Thanks, Cormac. I'm really glad you decided to
It's as good
to,
as your mushrooms don't talk.
No, absolutely.
Okay.
You know, reading this headline of just like saying like, you know, fungi can talk to each other. I mean, like realistically, you know, you should really start to worry if they're like singing to each other or something. So I would say, Cormac, don't really worry too much about the mushrooms you had for lunch.
Okay, Carla, it has been a joy to talk to you. Thank you very much for joining us this evening. That is
Perfect.
Dr. Carla Harper, Assistant Professor of Environmental Science in the Botany Department at Trinity College Dublin. Let us know what you think. 51551.